says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on May 7th, 2020. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next 60 minutes, a live program in which you are invited to participate at 800-313-9443. Thank you for joining us. And those are all the preliminaries we need. And let us get ourselves updated on another amazing, phenomenal 24 hours of the Donald Trump presidency. And the I'll expand a little bit on the theme in which I think somehow I think the demon rats may manage to lose on November 3rd. Well, for example, I'll contrast the Trump Patriot stand with the demon rat stand on a variety of things. How about the question of China, or as our president would say, China? The demon rats insist on saying good things about China and calling anybody who tells the truth about China a racist. Well, hey, the demon rats are putting all their money on a loser. Yes, a loser, a hack that isn't even going to be able to make it to the finish line. All right, well, that's good. Let's make another compare and contrast. Oh, and let's stake out Donald Trump's position. Donald Trump's position is the winner, which is that China is an evil dictatorship that needs to be brought down, that needs to pay big for the crime that it committed of perpetrating this pandemic cover-up on the entire world, costing hundreds of thousands of lives. Well, let's see. Let me get my total straight here. It's not hundreds of thousands yet. Let me go up here. What is the worldwide total? Let me get it here. Pardon me. The worldwide total of deaths is listed at 269,000. So, well, that's hundreds of thousands. U.S. listed at 75,000. And untold destruction due to the torching of the world's economies. China must pay for this. So Donald Trump has staked out the right position. That's the popular, that's the position that the people would support. So let's go to the next question here. The lockdown. The demon rats love the lockdown. Their poster girl would be Gretchen Whitmer. She just loves her lockdown. She's just cracking that big, long black whip, and she's got those leathers on and those high-heeled shoes and that bright red lipstick. Boy, she loves this lockdown. Kind of a bondage thing, I think. I don't know. What are you getting out of her? Dominatrix? I don't know. What's the deal here? And so they're loving it. And she's their girl. Okay, where do we stand on that? Where do we stand on bondage? And well, we don't like it. So we think as free people, and we want others to be free. We want all peoples to be free, and we want all of us Americans first, America first. We want us to be free. So no, we don't want any lockdown. We don't want anybody telling us we can't open our hair salon. that we're going to prison for opening our hair salon. And so, again, Donald Trump has staked out the winning position. The demon rats have staked out another, as Jim Carrey would say, Luther.
Luther.
Yes, they've got a Luther position. Speaking of Luthers, they've got a Luther candidate in Joe Biden, and it looks like Joe Biden is surviving. I think he's going to make it. I think he's going to be the candidate come November 3rd that Donald Trump has to beat handily. And, of course, we've got the total winner in Donald Trump. Let's make another compare and contrast. The demon rats are still... Adam Schiff is still calling Donald Trump a Putin puppet who conspires with Russians. And this in flying in the face of the complete... Now, this is encouraging. Remember I said a few nights ago, I said, I don't think anybody's ever going to be prosecuted. I don't think... William Barr is going to come out with a prosecution. I don't think John Durham is going to come out with a prosecution. Those two guys are our hope here for some prosecution. Well, I'm looking like maybe I was wrong. William Barr, in releasing all of these documents, has just roasted the demon rats. He has just destroyed their whole pile of lies, just detonated the whole thing. And that's why Mike Flynn, the Justice Department, dropped their case against Mike Flynn. He doesn't even need to get any consideration from the judge. The case is gone. And the prosecutor, a guy named, boy, what a preppy school name, Von Grack. Could you get more prep school than that, Von Grack? He quit. He quit. Why did he quit? This is a guy that's been, he's not a prosecutor. He's a persecutor. He's a Robert Mueller persecutor. And these are all criminals. These are all, Von Grack's a criminal. Robert Mueller's a criminal. All of these people, Robert Weissman, the attack Doberman for Mueller, these are criminals. These are criminals. Von Grack, he had to get out of Dodge. That's what I'm trying to say here. He had to get out of Dodge while the getting was good, because I think Von Grack realizes some people are going to go to jail, and he doesn't want to be one of them. These people committed serious felonies. And for example, is treason a serious felony? I kind of think so. We've got a lot of people that are guilty of treason here. Christopher Wray, who's been, is it 2 years now? He's been the head of the FBI and hasn't done one single damn just or right thing. He's part of the deep state. Christopher Wray is one of them. He must be sweating. He must not be getting much sleep, in the last few nights. The walls are closing in on these people. It looks like William Barr is actually going to go after these people. And we have to see here John Durham, but John Durham was put there by William Barr. So they're now the demon rats, compare and contrast, they're coming out still on the Russia hoax garbage. They're still against this great American general, three-star decorated 33-year veteran, Michael Flynn. Donald Trump is for Michael Flynn, and he is for all of the truth. So we've staked out the good position. The demon rats their third horse in the Kentucky Derby. Here is another hack, another broken down Luther. So their stable has three losers entered into the race. All of them halt, lame. You know, should not be ridden. You can go on down the list of issues and The demon rats are simply grabbing every loser they can find and every loser candidate they can find. So I'll tell you what, even if we go into the, now, what's the point of my logic here? My point is this, if we go into the November 3rd election and the economy is still in bad shape, it has not rebounded, there are still way too many people out of work, even if that comes to pass, and that's pretty likely, isn't it? We have about 180 days between now and the election. How much can the ship right itself in 180 days? But I'm saying I'm allowing for the possibility that even in that dire circumstance where normally you would think no president could get reelected with, you know, many, many millions of people out of work, with the economy scraping the bottom in a number of areas, you would think, no, whoever's the incumbent, they're going to vote them out, whoever the incumbent. I may be wrong. This is a sui generis situation, unlike anything we've seen in the past. There's nothing to which it can be compared. I think because Donald Trump is going to be on the right side, the populist side, the Americanist side on all of these issues, even if he doesn't have his great winning economy back, I think he could win. So that's Kelso correcting himself. I'm saying maybe I got that wrong. Maybe I underestimated my man, the Trump phenomenon. Maybe he's more phenomenal than I even knew. So there you go. Let's see, some news items that I can put out there for you to discuss. Oh, here, I'll take another one, showing you compare and contrast why the demon rats have latched onto the most unpopular possible position, and the Republicans and Donald Trump have latched onto the popular position. Let's take contact tracing as an example of what I'm talking about. The demon rats want to contact trace you and your family and your friends and everybody. In the state of Minnesota, just across the river, I'm looking into Minnesota right now, looking across the Red River into Minnesota. The demon rats there in Minnesota, including Amy Klobuchar, their senator, their headline in their left-wing rag newspaper, the Star Tribune out of Minneapolis, is that they think they need to hire 4,000 contact tracers. This is just the state of Minnesota. 4,000. And what are they going to do? They're going to go out there and they're going to scour the countryside. They're going to beat the bushes and they're going to find out, they're going to take the cell phone records, your cell phone records, to see who you talk to trace your contacts. Folks, this is right out of Soviet Russia. This is right out of the KGB. This is right out of Maoist China. This is right out of Pol Pot's Cambodia. This is right out of 1984, George Orwell. This is the nightmare. This is the nightmare. They're going to trace everybody. And now what they're doing, here's an example. This is just one example. It's very powerful. They're using this flu as their cover story, their excuse, their wedge, to cram down your throat every left-wing totalitarian fantasy that they have been harboring. And they're just letting it all hang out. They're just spilling the beans. They're exposing themselves. Thank you, demon rats, for doing that. It's hard to watch, but we needed to know this. So there they are in all their glory with their panties and underwear around their ankles, exposing themselves with what they really want to do to you. They want to put you into a totalitarian state. Now, I just watched Dr. Scott Atlas, a patriot epidemiologist, on Fox, and he said contact tracing is stupid. It is nuts. There's no rational reason to do it. And then Tucker Carlson said, well, not unless your reason for wanting to do it is something other than promoting public health. Yes, and they do it. Their reason is another reason. They want to contact trace you, not because they're worried about your getting a cold. No, it's because they want to know where you've been. They want to know who you know. And they want you to know that they know everything about you. That's the essence of communism right there. No privacy, no Bill of Rights. So the left is, again, they're staking out this terrible, it's like the Bernie Sanders campaign openly stating, I'm a democratic socialist. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez proclaiming herself to be a socialist. This is great. They're exposing themselves. They're revealing themselves. This should give us the victory on November 3rd, even if the economy has not rebounded. So there you go. So there's some things to think about there. And let me look at my caller board here. I do not see any callers. So the board is empty. If you want to call in, 800-313-9443. Let's see what the president is up to. The 79.5 million followers now. It's going up 100,000 or so every day. And let's see what the president is tweeting to us. Here's Greg Abbott, governor of Texas. He's doing a great job. He's staking out the patriot position there in Texas. The go down a little further here. Here's a tweet from Melania. Great shot, great photo of Melania with a whole bunch of children and her initiative, which is Be Best. What a first lady. Haven't had one like her in my lifetime. She is the best. He says, the Democrats are getting caught. This is our president, doing very evil things. And Republicans should take note. Grave misconduct by the Obama Justice Department. So it is coming unraveled. And let's say all doff our hats to William Barr. Okay, go down some further with some tweets here. National Day of Prayer, some other good tweets. National Nurses Day, salute to the governor of Iowa, and going down further here, I want to get one, here's a nice one here, the president's getting into his stride here, the fake news has reached an all-time high. that's hard to say. How can they get worse than they are, than they've been? Well, they can. They do it. The there you go. And then the headline over on Breitbart. Let's take a glance at it here. The headline. Ooh, transcript. See, this is what William Barr has released, these documents. James Clapper, remember this piece of garbage? He was the director of national intelligence under another piece of garbage, Barack Hussein Obama. In the transcript, James Clapper admits no direct evidence of Russia collusion in 2017. Now, I like this. Sean Hannity had Lindsey Graham on his show last night. And Sean Hannity, I'll tell you how mad he was. And he was roasting Lindsey Graham. You'll like it when we come back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John.
They breathed their last, except John. Big
Through
Bad
the
Dog
dust
John.
On
Trump, that is. Yeah, I'll tell you what, we all thought we'd breathed our last. And even I was thinking, oh my God, this doesn't look good. But here we are, and I think it's looking a little better now. Get this, confirming some of the things we said on the show. Now, I'm not going to dwell. I am going to get off of my only to come back when it makes sense to my theme that the lockdown was totally unnecessary, that Donald Trump got hosed, we all got hosed, except listeners to the show. You didn't get hosed because, hey, we observed it. Hey, we're getting hosed. But confirming what we've been saying, that, you know, this has never been a disease that healthy people who are not geriatric need to worry about. It's a flu. It's a cold. It's even a cold that doesn't even have a sniffle. You may not even know you have it. Like many other flus that you have had in the past, what's different about this one is that the left jumped on this one. The left, what's different about this flu? The left, all at once now, around the world, all these left-wing pukes like Anthony Little Fauci and Deborah Nurse Ratchet Birx, all of these public health pukes, special kind of alleged doctor, they're politicians. They're activists. They're not doctors. They're trying to fundamentally transform your world, improve it, redesign it, and crush the one that you grew up in and the one that you love. Well, they all at once, all around the world, all together, they jumped into the lockdown mode. And they sat on all their politicians. They buffaloed and bullshat all of their politicians, intimidated them. They stomped into Donald Trump's office. And unfortunately, I think a little bit, they did intimidate him. They intimidated him with wild lies, wild exaggerations of fatalities 100 times greater than anything we would see. These are communists in operation. Now, we simply mentioned on here that, you know, we noticed early on, we're not epidemiologists here, virologists or immunologists, but we noticed, hey, all these people dying are really old and they have pre-existing conditions. I'm really old. I'll be 72 in a couple of weeks. That qualifies me as old, but I'm healthy as a horse. I'm not going to die of COVID-19. I don't have any conditions, pre-existing or otherwise. Now, here's what we learn. The average age of Americans, this is a Breitbart story I'm sharing with you today, the average age of Americans who died from COVID-19 is 75 years old. This is a table of death counts by sex, age, and state as of May 6th. So let me see if there's anything more interesting here. The average age in Massachusetts, 82. And of course, among younger people, there are no deaths at all. Zero. Average age of death in Tennessee, 72. I'll give you a few states. New York, 73. Minnesota, across the river here from me.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked.
I'll give you some Minnesota data here. Right after this break.
And hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America.
Rebuild America. Hey, sounds good to me. And that's Donald Trump continues with that. That is Donald Trump's platform, obviously. And the demon rats stubbornly insist on clinging to their America Last program, which is a dead loser with voters. So again, more reason for hope. They don't. They're damn dumb. And thank goodness. I was looking here at this chart of deaths, and the average age in the cohort over 85 is 90, 75 to 84, 79.5. And we're looking, I mean, if you're under 60 years old, forget about it, as they say in New Jersey. There's nothing to worry about. And if you're over 60 years old, what you have to worry about is all these other conditions you have: diabetes, COPD, morbid obesity, and the emphysema. And that is what people are expiring from. So we have the padded numbers, the heavily padded numbers on the corona deaths. Let's go to the president's tweets here, and over to Breitbart. Average age of deaths in the U.S. 75 years old. Here's a nice one. In the month of April, 1.8 million firearms were sold in the United States. What does that signify? Is that telling you something, Mr. Liberal Democrat? 1.8 million. And of course, we are the most heavily armed nation on earth. I think there are more arms in some kind of a number such that we have more arms in private possession in America than I think the rest of the world put together. That's not enough, because 1.8 million were sold in April. Here's one. Theresa May, remember her? Oh my God, what a witch Theresa May was. I didn't know she was still around. She blames, let's listen to this. This story is great, from Theresa May. Ex-Prime Minister Theresa May blames nationalism for the coronavirus crisis and praises China backing the World Health Organization instead. Now, does that confirm everything you thought you knew about Theresa May? Do you need to know anything more about this harpy? The former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Theresa May, blamed the forces of nationalism. And remember, Donald Trump said, in a great speech, he said, I am a nationalist. I am a nationalist. And then he defined it in that speech. She blamed the forces of nationalism, that's you, ladies and gentlemen, and populism for the scale of the Chinese coronavirus crisis, saying that countries should instead coalesce around great multilateral institutions such as the World Health Organization, or as I like to say, the Windows Health Organization, or the Wuhan Health Organization. Oh, she actually put it, formalized it in an article. In an article entitled Nationalism is No Ally in This Battle Without Borders, the ex-prime minister who failed to deliver Brexit said that the pandemic hit the world at a time in which a U.S. president was elected on a mandate of America First. That was the song we just listened to. And doesn't that explain everything? You know, we wondered, you know, years went by, and Theresa May somehow, even though she had promised to deliver Brexit, she just couldn't do it. Well, guess what we're now finding out, what she's saying in this article. She's a damn liar. She's a sack of garbage. She had no intention. She was lying. That's what left-wingers do. They lie, including lying by saying, I'm a conservative. I'm going to run to be your prime minister as a conservative. Lying. Like Mitt Romney. Lying. Like John McCain. Lying. Like Paul Ryan. Lying. They're all left-wingers. And they're all liars. Think about it. Is every liberal or left-winger going to say, put that on their calling card? No. Some of the most effective ones pretend to be conservatives. Now, here was a nice one that happened last night. Sean Hannity, who is a conservative and is a right-winger and is a patriot. Sean Hannity had Lindsey Graham on his show. And he was, they were talking about this release, this devastating release of the truth about the Russia hoax, about the Michael Flynn persecution, about the criminality at the top of the FBI. And Sean Hannity was trying to find out from the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, that's Lindsey Graham, what are you going to do, Chairman Graham? What is your committee going to do? Who are you going to subpoena? Whose testimony are you going to take? What hard questions are you going to ask? And Lindsey Graham was whiffling and waffling and squirming and giving bogus answers. And Sean Hannity was getting impatient with him. And Lindsey Graham could tell that the fuse was burning there for Sean Hannity. And Hannity finally just closed out the Lindsey Graham segment, mercifully didn't unload on Lindsey Graham. But I'll tell you, last night, Sean Hannity was just one little step away from unloading on Lindsey Graham as a phony who doesn't intend to do anything. He's going to pretend to be a conservative. He's going to talk tough on TV. That's what should be on Lindsey Graham's card. I talk tough on TV. But when it comes to prosecuting criminals, making them pay for treason, Lindsey Graham is nowhere to be found. He's AWOL. And that's his job. That's his job with the deep state, is to be AWOL when it counts. And then to impress you and impress me. He's impressed me. He's said some great things on TV. I mean, just really winners. He's gotten good at this. He'll box somebody around the ears on TV, but then when it comes to putting that bringing that person to account and using the judiciary committee to get somebody indicted or to get the facts out, to get sworn testimony, I don't know, Lindsey Graham's nowhere to be found. So anyway, we'll see. We'll see if he can do any better. He does it over and over again. At some point, the pattern repeats itself enough times, you have to conclude the guy's a phony. He's all talk and no walk. Let's see here. Let's go back to an all talk, no walk person here, Theresa May. She says, oh God, this is horrible. Mrs. May chose in her article to hail the great multilateral institutions of the United Nations, the World Trade Organization, and the World Health Organization. By the way, Josh Brawley of Missouri, a patriot, a real patriot, he's introduced a bill to remove the United States from the World Trade Organization. Aren't you loving that? Isn't that great? Bill Clinton was the creep who brought Red China into the World Trade Organization, which started the precipitous decline of American industry and prosperity and the transfer, the greatest transfer and theft in the history of the world from America to China. Bill Clinton started that by giving them entry into the World Trade Organization. So now, how about this? Instead of throwing Red China out of the World Trade Organization, that would be great. But since the World Trade Organization is controlled by a whole bunch of governments controlled by Red China, why don't we just, to hell with them, just leave? We do all the financing. We pay all the bills. Let's just leave from the organization. And okay. All right. So my 8-year-old wants me to tell a joke on the air. He's standing here. He's written a note to me. Do the joke, please. Okay. So here's his joke. He did you make this joke up yourself? Well, okay.
I can neither confirm or deny
you,
that.
You want to tell the joke? You want to tell the joke?
No, Dad.
No, you can tell. You're talking to the microphone. You can do it. Come on.
Okay,
so you have to get real close to the microphone. You have to talk into the microphone and say the joke to people. No, let me plug myself back in.
Can I have the headphones?
Yeah, you can have the headphones. Yeah, you can have them. Just a second. Okay.
And he can answer if it's too loud or not.
Okay, so here you go.
I don't know.
Okay, so now just talk right into the microphone right there. Okay, so.
Can you answer how loud is this?
Yeah, you're just fine. You're fine. Just talk for a while.
Is this normal?
Yeah, now tell your joke. Ask the people what's it.
So Marry
talk
people.
Talk into your will, get close.
Marry people will truly understand this. So, the first of all, there's the engagement ring. Then there's the wedding ring. And then the suffering.
Oh, that is such a fun, good joke. Okay, good job, good job. You told your first joke on national radio.
Oh,
all right, so there he goes.
So
that was my little boy. He's 8 years old. He came up, I don't know how he came up with that one. We don't have any suffering here.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Okay, so let's go back here to we're done with Theresa May. Oh, God, the worst prime minister ever. Remember when Nigel Farage called her the worst prime minister ever? She's like a John McCain, a British John McCain, or a British Mitt Romney. And these people, Donald Trump has smoked these people out. And, well, anyway, and she's praising China. She thinks China is really cool. Okay, Teresa, we've had enough of you. Let's see. Let's find another good story here. And oh, let's go to a phone call here. We got the redoubtable Tom in Utah. Tom, what's on your mind?
Today is the day of rejoicing, right?
There's several things to rejoice about. Which one are you focusing on?
Remember who I was riding the shuttle with from the Pentagon to
Michael Flynn. Yeah.
Michael Flynn.
This is wonderful. Yeah, and Michael Flynn, my gosh, I hope he files some lawsuits for multi-millions of dollars. And also, that's a civil action for the damages done to him. But also, I hope that criminal actions, this is why the prosecutor, this guy named, Von Grack, that's like a name out of a fairy tale, Von Grack, he quit as a prosecutor because he needs to go to jail for knowingly persecuting an innocent man. You go to jail for that.
Now, is Jay Sekulow in this case now or not? You know,
I don't know.
You know who Jay Sekulow is?
Michael Flynn's attorney is Sidney Powell, who is this incredible woman who actually has been handling the case for free. But boy, did she bust this thing open. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, think about this. Remember this as we have some successes in our patriot cause. A few incredible people have made so much difference. We don't have a deep bench. We don't have like thousands of people like Sidney Powell, who's a woman. We don't have thousands of people like John Stadtmiller, who created this network. We don't have thousands of people like Tom Fitton, who is responsible for Judicial Watch. And without these few people, so many of these things, Michael Flynn would not have gone free. You realize, Tom, that it's just by the skin of our teeth that these key documents that totally exonerate General Michael Flynn, 3-star, were gotten out. It's taken years. The man was all set up to go to prison. His life was ruined. And these people sat on these documents, these Obama holdovers. They all knew that everything that they were doing was false, was treasonous, was felonious, and they kept on doing it, and they were getting away with it. And then a few people, it looks like, I don't know who's going to get the credit here. It might be William Barr. This guy looks like he might be the real deal, like Donald Trump himself.
Now, what about Roger Stone?
If one of our callers, is up to date on Roger Stone and can help us out, I'll tell you this. When the president has mentioned Michael Flynn, he's mentioned Roger Stone in the same breath. So he considers Roger Stone to be a victim in the same way that Michael Flynn, a victim of FBI and Justice Department criminality. There's no other word for it. So Donald Trump will be sure. He was surprised that Michael Flynn's case was dropped, which means he didn't need to pardon him. But he was fully set to pull the pardon lever for Flynn, and he'll pull it for Roger Stone. I guarantee you, Roger Stone is not going to rot in prison as an old man. He is not going to rot in prison. The president won't let him do that.
By the way, I'm calling you from my COVID coffin in lot number 21 in the cemetery. I'm 80 years of age, so I must be a victim.
Well, Tom, your problem is you're too damn healthy.
I know.
Don't worry, buddy. You're not, you don't have the conditions. You're not going to get it. You're not going to get anything more than a sniffle. Stay tuned, everybody. Thanks, Tom.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst.
We're back, folks. And thank you for laughing at my son's first joke on national radio. 8 years old. Pretty good. And you know what I really admire about him? I think he's got what it takes to be a radio host. He was just, he wanted to tell that joke. I was kind of waving my arms and saying, you know, no, I'm on the radio. You know, you have to go downstairs. And he wanted to get the microphone. And he wanted to tell his joke. I guess he's got the flair anyway. Maybe it's a genetic thing. So here's a great one to end with here. One thing we're finding out here is there are scientists and then there are scientists. And here's one, a fake scientist at Yale. Now, I started the show by saying the Democrats, they've staked out their position. They put their bets down. They're at the window there at Churchill Downs, and they're putting their bets on the nags and the broken down horses. I mean, all Luthers. And boy, Republicans and Donald Trump, they've got their money on Whirl Away and Round Table and Kelso. That was a good horse. And a five-time national champ, horse of the year. But no relation. I'm no relation to that horse. Native Dancer. Boy, we got our money on the good ones. And Swaps. So I like this. I'm loving it. Now, the Democrats, they love the lockdown. Here's a guy, a Yale epidemiologist, a pretend scientist, who says this. He put out a tweet. He said, reopening America, which is what Donald Trump is doing, is awfully close to genocide. There you have it, folks. The Democrat, if they stick with that, that they don't want America reopened, and that to do so would be genocide, we win on November 3rd. So thank you. This guy's name is Yale epidemiologist Greg Gonsalves. He said it would be genocide by default to lift the shelter-in-place restrictions. Now, what does shelter-in-place mean, folks? House arrest. That's house arrest. If you're in shelter-in-place right now, you're under house arrest. Utterly illegally. And also Gonsalves said that this genocide would disproportionately impact people of color. Of course, you knew that. I didn't need to tell you that he would be adding that fillip to it. What else do you call mass death by public policy? This is getting awfully close to genocide by default. How many people? This is this guy, Gonsalves, at Yale. Now, remember, we've got people like Knute Witkowski, epidemiologist at the Rockefeller University, with exactly the opposite view. So we're finding out, hey, scientists are like demon rats and Republicans. They come in both flavors. Well, we run out of time, but we'll meet up again tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse. See you then. So long.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.